Great to have you here this morning. Do you see that CEO pay has risen for the first time? Median CEO pay has topped $10 million, according to a study by the Associated Press. They say that represents an 8.8% increase. Well, it's $10.8 million. That's the median compensation for a CEO of a Standard & Poor's 500 company. $10.8 million a year. And they say that represents an 8.8% increase over 2012. And it's the first time that median compensation for CEOs has crossed the $10 million mark, crossed the eight-figure mark. And so now this is getting a lot of attention, especially because, as you know, there's been a push for increasing the minimum wage. We've had fast food workers that have been out on strike pushing for higher wages. You know, South Dakota, one of the states where minimum wage will be on the ballot coming up in the fall as to whether you want to increase the minimum wage. So a lot of focus on what working families are making versus now the CEO pay. And, you know, here come the inevitable responses and commentaries. This one's from the Los Angeles Times. The headline is, "Executive pay is an insult to working families." And the thrust here is that many CEOs now pull down so much money, so much more than their own employees, that it's an ugly insult to working families. And in this case, they say the worst offender is the CEO of CVS Caremark, Larry Merlot. According to a recent report from PayScale, his $12.1 million salary last year was 422 times the size of the median wage paid by CVS, which was $28,700 a year. So the conclusion from some here is that, you know, this is way too lopsided. And do you look at these, what CEOs are making, and feeling like it's an insult to the average worker, and especially these companies and their employees? When a CEO of a company is earning 422 times what the average worker is, or the median, you know, the median wage that the company's paying. Do you look at it that way? 336-1320 is our phone number, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. In the case of CBS, this Los Angeles Times piece, so that was fascinating, just in terms of the argument that the author is making. David Lazarus is his name in this column that I'm talking about. An increase in CVS revenue. Their revenue went up 3% last year to almost $127 billion. Its profit rose 19%. This is what CEOs are getting paid for in a lot of cases, right? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Paul. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Say that Larry Merlot makes most of his fortune, actually, from his rights to the name Merlot and wine, I think. Isn't it that right or not?
You know what? I don't know. Okay. You're kidding, right? There's no T in his name.
Okay.
It's M-E-R-L-O, I would say not. No.
Okay, so I got it. You know, like I said to Brownie, I said, I don't think the guy who penned the column there complaining about CEO pay, and so I don't think that they own that company. I'm not sure, but I would guess not. So their opinion as to what the CEO should make in my mind is not a valid opinion. And if he's a shareholder, then he has the ability to put in his vote about things that go on in the company. So the government at this point in time, since we're still a semi-free country, doesn't have the right to regulate what CEOs are making, because the government so far only owns, what, GM, or they have a slice of GM or something. So, to me, it's, and you just mentioned how much the percentage increase was in the profits, and so, and a lot of times that is attributable to a CEO's management. And generally speaking, I would say most of the lower-level employees could not do the job that the CEO is doing because they don't have the background, the experience, the knowledge, you know, the education, all that. So, you know, it's just another means of trying to create class warfare again, and that's, you know, it's getting pretty old for me, but a lot of people still lap it up with a spoon, so...
And I think so as well, which is one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this, is because I do think there's a lot of envy that we have of people that are successful in the amount that they're earning. And there's, you know, there's a frustration, an understandable frustration, I think, on the part of people who have not seen, maybe haven't seen raises, and not just them, but, I mean, everybody in their company that may not have seen a raise. And the understandable frustration over that, I think it's easy to, with a stagnant economy, that's a big part of that. I think it's easy to fan the flames of all of this, envy that people feel, this class warfare.
Well, if they don't like the pay scale, then leave the company, go out and start a company of your own, start a business. Except for the fact that, the government is trying to regulate things so much, it's very difficult to do that either. So, you know, it's one of those things where people complain because they don't have what somebody else has. Don't covet your neighbors, this, that, and the other. So,
And you feel that, like, that's what it really boils down to, is just envy on the part of a lot of us who have less and earn less.
Well, and the feeling by a lot of people that they're entitled to have as much as that person has as well. So it's not only envy of their stuff, but it's like, I'm entitled at least this minimum amount. I need at least 3 flat screen TVs, central air, a new iPod, an iPhone every, 2 years. That's what I deserve. So it's a whole mix of things that go into this.
What do you think I don't deserve those things?
You, Greg? Let's not get into that.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, thanks for your phone. Sunshine in 66. Good morning. Welcome to the Craig Nolfrid Show. If you just joined us this morning, CEO pay is generating headlines because the median pay for CEOs has crossed the $10 million mark for the first time. The stock market's been doing well, and the median pay package then for a CEO rose above 8 figures for the first time last year. The head of a typical large public company earned a record $10.5 million, and that's up 8.8% from 2012. It's the fourth straight year that compensation for CEOs has risen, following a decline. The median climbed more than 50% over that stretch. A chief executive now makes 257 times the average worker's salary. And they say that's up sharply from 181 times in 2009. So now, given the fact that there's, a big push on to increase the minimum wage, there's much being made that CEOs now are, this gap between the rich and the poor is widening. Do you share those concerns? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. And it's the usual voices, I think, that are screaming the loudest about CEO pay, and that this isn't, we're not seeing benefits that are being passed on to workers. That while CEOs now are making record amounts of money, workers' salaries are in many cases stagnant. What's your reaction to that? Do you view it as class envy, like Paul, who called earlier? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Bruce. You're on Kello.
Well, yes, I think I do view it as class envy, like Paul said. And beyond envy, it's coveting. And he used that word. I think that's exactly what it is. Aren't there two commandments about coveting?
Correct.
Funny that there's two about that, because it leads to...
We're pretty good at it, aren't we?
Well, it's because it's so common, and that's exactly what I think is happening here, is that the CEOs, like you said, they're responsible for the profits of the company. Isn't the Wall Street, the stock market, as high as it's ever been right now?
Yeah, it's soaring. It's doing really well.
And most of those CEOs, their compensation packages are largely in their stock options, aren't they?
I know for a number of them that's the case, yes.
That's the way they incentivize those people. And along the way, it seems like they provide lots and lots of jobs, lots and lots of return on investment for investors when the company's profits are going through the roof or higher than they've ever been. That's what people earn. When people earn that kind of stuff, it's not our job to be jealous and covet that. It's our job to maybe be inspired and try to follow in their footsteps maybe a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we don't hear that. It's interesting that you bring up the number of jobs and that may have been created when a company is doing well. We don't usually hear about that. We don't hear about the number of jobs that were created during a period as really profitable for a company and what that means in terms of more people than that are on the payroll.
Well, and I think those things are too easily forgotten, and we're misled by so many in the media who want to just portray this as some kind of class warfare thing, you know, repeatedly.
I think it's easy. I think it's easy to get people hot about this because they've seen their own salary maybe not rise, and they're frustrated by that. And I think we have a natural tendency to be jealous and kind of envious anyway. I think it's really easy to stoke the flames of that kind of discontent.
It is that, and I think that's one reason why the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution as they did, that landowners would get to vote so that people can't vote themselves a paycheck, and that's what this leads to.
Bruce, thanks for weighing in. Appreciate getting your calls. 336-1320 is our phone number. Hi, Tara. You're on Kello.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
Great. I'm doing fine, thank you. Tuning in again, and I just heard this, and it kind of pushes a button with me because I believe that these CEOs are outrageously overpaid, and most of them, you know, when they do badly, they get bailouts by the federal government, and they still get to, you know, keep their...
And they get golden parachute packages.
Absolutely.
And so on.
And yep. The best CEOs are the ones that make the least amount of money. Because then you don't get into the greed. They're in it for their job. Perfect example, we had a public utilities company here in South Dakota. The CEO used to make about $80,000 to $90,000 a year. Very well run. People, the stockholders were making a lot of money. And then all of a sudden, they get a CEO that gets his own board members, and he starts making millions of dollars. Guess what? It goes bankrupt. Ridiculous, and it happens all the time. And you look at the best run, look at Mayo Clinic, for example. I think their CEO makes under $300,000 a year. The doctors are some of the lowest paid in the nation, but they're there for the calling. And then you go to other hospitals, they behave like corporations, and there's so much waste in hospitals, and the board members and CEOs are making, you know, millions of dollars, and it shouldn't be that way.
Would you want to see these CEO salaries capped?
Yes. $500,000, more than enough.
Would you have the federal government come in and put a cap on it?
Well, if they're getting subsidized or Medicare payments or ready funds or loans from the government or taxpayers, yeah, why not? I mean, what's with all these millions and millions of dollars? It's absolutely ridiculous. It's terrible for the morale, for the people that they're paying. Look at the Walmarts. I mean, minimum wage, it's ridiculous. The people that really make these CEOs rich are the ones that really do the work, so these CEOs can go off and play their country clubs and go on their cruises and, you know, they're, I just think it's obscene.
Tara, thanks so much for calling. Good to hear from you again. I appreciate it. We'll get to your calls coming up. We got. Are you concerned about the disparity here? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Rob. You're on Kello.
I think that's the issue you just talked about, a stagnant economy. Somebody just made a comment about how the Wall Street is just rallying like crazy gangbusters, but we know the economy's pretty stagnant, don't we, Greg?
Yeah, we do.
So that has nothing to do with the overall health and vitality of the U.S. economy or our country. It's just a phony, I don't even know what to call it, but it's not an economic indicator.
Are you talking about Wall Street now? What's happening on Wall Street?
Right. It's not an economic indicator.
Right.
Somebody said, well, that justifies CEO pay because you can see how well Wall Street is doing. That has nothing to do with how well the economy is doing. And that is my overall concern, is we have to have a strong economy, to have a strong government, a strong military, to have a strong presence in the world. And what's happening is covetousness. This is not envy. This is just historical fact. CEO pay has went up considerably in the last four decades, well beyond what it was in the 70s or 50s or 60s.
That's correct.
The gap is getting greater and greater. It's not a healthy thing for our economy. The middle class is shrinking, and there are more poor. And yes, there are more wealthy, and there's nothing wrong with being wealthy. The problem is that piece of the pie is getting shoved all to one corner, and that is creating dynamics that are not healthy for our country. Jack Welch was a great CEO of GE. I can't remember the guy's name of Disney, then when Lion King, and they had a couple hits come out, and he was a rock star. He was on Time magazine, this and that. And then about 10 years later, they were doing not real well, and he still left. With an unbelievable, he got credit and praise when they did well.
It was Michael Eisner, wasn't it? Wasn't it Eisner?
That might be right. And when they did crappy, he still got incredible pay, an incredible retirement package. And if you think the CEO was responsible for Disney's success and it wasn't had anything to do with the artistic ability and outlook of those guys who created those things, it wasn't him. I mean, they play a role. There's no doubt. But CEOs in and amongst themselves have a lot of middle management and whatnot. Jack Welch, I would say he was a dynamic, incredible person worth every penny he got. But if there's a lot of CEOs who have been of Hewlett-Packard. They went through three of them. They got incredible pay, and Hewlett-Packard still was tanking and not doing well.
How do we turn this around, Rob?
Well, I mean, you talk about the minimum wage. I think there needs to be a training wage, and there have been recently a number of Republicans, and I think Pat Buchanan, and there's a few other ones that have, they didn't have a problem with raising minimum wage. I don't know that that's the answer, but I do know you have to create a situation where, yes, people with money, in many cases, are job creators, but most of the time it's small business that's the job creators. We need to get people that they have more discretionary income. Their discretionary income is what drives the economy, and people don't have it, and that's why the economy is unhealthy.
Rob, thanks so much for your call. What do you think? Do you agree with him? Is he right? We'll get to your thoughts coming up. We've got to check in with you. Sunshine in 66. Welcome to the Greg Belford Show. We're talking CEO pay this morning. A study by the Associated Press has shown that average compensation for a CEO of a Standard & Poor's 500 company was over $10 million last year, $10.8 million. That's the first time that the average salary of CEOs has ever crossed the eight-figure mark. So we're asking you this morning whether you think CEOs are compensated too much, especially in relation to worker pay. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435, and would love to hear from you. Good morning, Dave. You're on Kello.
Hi. I guess I just think that this is, even putting ideas like this forward is a very slippery slope. If the government can, or anybody can come in and cap CEO pay, why stop there? Let's cap the salary pay of professional sports players or movie stars. And if you think that the government is going to stop there, if they get that toehold, that's a fallacious idea, because then they'll tell you that a punch press operator can make so much, and a garment maker can make so much, and a farmer can make so much, and no more. The only entity that ends up winning in a situation like this, where you give away a freedom and give government control over it, is exactly that, the government, in higher taxes and more control and more, less freedom for the individual.
And I agree with you. The last thing I'd want to see personally is government capping what CEOs can earn. Do you understand the frustration that people have? You know, like Rob, who called a little bit ago, saying these CEOs are making money. The stock market's doing well, but the economy's terrible. The economy's just doing awful. And yet these guys continue to make money while workers don't. What would you say to him?
I understand the frustration, but basically the way that this country was founded and the way that what made this country great was people that have those frustrations, driving force behind this country is people like that seeing what is possible and making themselves better.
Making their own opportunity, you're saying. Taking that then and saying, I'm frustrated, I don't like the fact I'm not making enough, I'm going to go into business for myself, or I'm going to find some opportunity.
There you go.
Yep, well said. Thanks so much, Dave. 336-1320. We've got room for your call, 1-800-228-4435. Hi, Jeff, you're on Kello.
Hi, Greg. Thank God we still live in a capitalist society where anybody, you or I, anybody on the street can go out and make as much money as they want. God bless them all. However, the scales have been tipped in the sense that we've got politicians, the president and our Congress, and the presidents preceding them, that have set the table for big business so that when they need a bailout, they get bailed out. So a lot of people get frustrated by that because the average guy can't get bailed out. We were a manufacturing juggernaut post-World War II because we were able to utilize our natural resources. The government has set up the EPA and many other agencies to stagnate any type of economic growth for the average guy. So we
go talk to farmers and ranchers and ask them what the EPA has done for their ability to farm.
Correct. And so you've got 50 million people on food stamps, and they see CEOs that are making this kind of money. Of course, in their mind, they're thinking, oh, well, you know, I should be able to get a piece of that pie, too. Truthfully, they could if they wanted to. They just have to get the education and go do it. But when you've got the economy artificially propped up, stock market is going ape, and you don't have any type of good manufacturing economy here in the United States, well, what do you expect? People are going to feel like that. I don't think it's justified, but politicians are making hay with it. And you're bringing this up. Most people, they open up their eyes and they recognize the fact that they've got to get rid of the politicians before it's going to get any better. That's the solution.
Great call, Jeff. Good to hear from you as always. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I bring it up for a reason, because I know people are passionate about it on both sides of it, which is why I bring it up. And that's exactly what you're hearing in the calls this morning. Let's go to Doug. Hi, Doug. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Gory. My feeling is stay the hell out of private business. It's let them determine what they're going to pay. One thing's for sure, they're not going to pay high salaries if they're not making any money. It might happen with some golden parachutes, but usually then that CEO is gone.
Right.
And, you know, it's, I guess as a worker, I can say I've envied a CEO making a whole lot of money, but I've never held it against them.
You never felt like they were keeping you from getting what you were due?
No. And I guess I always looked at the better they do, the better I'm going to do.
Yeah, I guess that's the way I've looked at it, too, at least since I've grown up.
Yeah, and, you know, it just, it all of that, I guess I believe in the trickle-down theory, but why does everybody get so upset about CEO pay, and I never hear anybody say a damn thing about actors and actresses' pay. There has been some uproar over some of the athletes' pay, but...
Economy. Well, here's the thing. I guess the athletes pay, I guess I've never understood, because you got people that are willing to go jam an NFL stadium to go see a game and pay $20 for a hot dog, and you know, and I guess the fans have always supported that. The minute the fans stop supporting it, you're not going to see those kinds of salaries anymore.
That's right. If you don't like it, stop going.
Right.
That's the best way to cut anything off. I mean, it's the same way with companies. If you think that their CEO is paid too much, don't buy their product.
Yeah, that's. I wonder if people have, has anybody ever left a job because they, Doug, thanks for your call. I'd love to hear from somebody who actually said, you know what, the CEO of this company makes too much. I'm going to leave this company and go work somewhere else. Do people do that, or do they just bellyache? I wonder. There's a lot of things that are at play with this, and I think Jeff touched on a lot of good things. A lot of you have, and Dave did, and Rob did. You know, about the wealth in the country and the stock market doing well, but the economy actually not. And that ought to be our big concern. I agree with Rob, at least in that degree. Our big concern ought to be the economy and getting the economy rolling again. And what I feel has been the big obstacle to that has not been CEO pay. It's been the federal government. It's been the federal government. It's been increased regulation. It's been uncertainty about Obamacare. It's been, you know, more restrictions by the EPA. All of those, to me, that's what's restricting our economy. If you start getting those things out of the way, you start getting the economy growing and you start creating more jobs and getting things rolling again, you take the uncertainty out of agriculture and you take the uncertainty out of doing small business again. Get those things out of the way, the economy starts rolling, then I don't think you'll see this kind of dissatisfaction with the pay that CEOs are making. I think a lot of this is, personally, I think CEOs become scapegoats for what's going on with the economy. And, you know, the fact that, yeah, we've not seen workers' pay increase much. But who's largely responsible for that? I'm not finding CEOs largely responsible for that. As one of the callers said, I think it was Rob who said, it's actually, you know, it's small business that's where the real jobs are created. The creation of new small businesses, that's where you actually see a lot of creation of jobs. And it's small businesses that suffer most when the federal government has got, you know, increases regulation. You get something like Obamacare comes along and look at what that's done to small business. It creates all of this uncertainty, and then people stop hiring, and they're not going to add any more positions, and then they start cutting hours. We've seen that as a result of Obamacare. Those are the things that are responsible, I think, for keeping workers' pay low and the economy stuttering along, much more than what any CEO has earned. But it's a lot easier to tap into people's frustration and, I think, kind of a natural envy that we have when somebody else is doing well. It's really easy to point to that as being the culprit You know, here's the reason that you're not succeeding is because all of these guys are taking up all of that wealth. I thought that way once when I was younger. I don't think that way any longer. There's certainly, if we talk about CEO pay, do they get paid too much? You certainly could make an argument. Does Washington hold the answer to that problem? Absolutely not. Just as they haven't had the solution to any of the other problems that are ailing us. Thanks so much for all your calls this morning. Have a wonderful afternoon. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.